Okay, so process redesign patterns. They're just things, you know, that have approaches that have worked in the past, you know, and there's just a few of them that have become popular, I guess. First one, re-engineering. That's basically when you start afresh, you know, so you get a clean sheet of paper and every assumption that you've ever made in all the processes that you've done before, you think about it again. So it's a complete fresh start, a complete re-engineering of the process. Value-added analysis, well, that tries to get rid of all the non-value-adding activities because over time, you'll often find that you end up doing things that you think, well, you know, it was maybe important before or it was maybe relevant before, but it's just no longer relevant, but you're still doing it and you're not quite realising that it's adding no value to the customer. Porter's value chain might be useful to see, to have a look at that. So value-added analysis, getting rid of all the non-value-adding activities. Another process redesign pattern is simplification, one that's used massively nowadays. Think of websites, for example, you know, the whole, or even design. It's all about. There was a popular quote that says that perfection is reached not when there's nothing more to add, but perfection is reached when there's nothing more to take away, which is what this is about. This is saying, right, okay, that process that has now become so complicated, let's now look for simplification. Let's simplify the process. Let's eliminate anything that's not needed. Let's eliminate things that are duplicated. Let's eliminate things that aren't value added. Let's try and cut down and become as efficient as possible. And then finally, gaps and disconnects, which is another process redesign pattern, but this one focuses on the what they call the handoffs, normally between departments, where, I don't know, it could be the sales department handing it over to the customer service department or whatever it might be. And it's this handoff, that's where things can go wrong. It's the gap, it's the disconnect. Maybe there's a gap between these two. So you need to make sure that flows of information cross the departmental lines, make sure they're smooth and effective.